talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go, it's a Getaway Friday, Friday, January 24th, 2020, 12 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Exchange Club, Charlie Evers and myself. This is our weekly roundup of whatever is on our minds.
If anything at all is on our minds.
But it's went well. We've been doing it since the last person who was with us went by the wayside back around
a long
September.
Time ago, yeah.
Yeah, but we didn't need to replace them.
Yeah.
We just said, hey, we'll do this.
Yeah.
We'll talk. Now, today, there are two things I need to talk about. Now, number one is this sausage gravy mess.
Oh, really? You know, that's good stuff. But if you're like me and losing some weight, why, if you had a steady diet of it, it wouldn't be too good. But I love sausage gravy.
Well, see, Charlie, I've never liked gravy in general.
Really? Why?
I don't know. It's the texture. Hmm. It's the taste.
A mental thing.
It's a mental thing? No, it's an awful thing. It's gravy just tastes bad.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it shouldn't.
But here's the thing. I can't remember. Now, because the gravy you particularly, most of the time you get offered is like gravy for your mashed potatoes or country fried steak or Salisbury steak.
Yeah, Salisbury. That's the cheapest form of eating steak. Salisbury, you know, just a thin slice of meat with a little bit of
Gravy
on it.
Brown gravy.
Yeah.
So I don't like those gravies, but I can never really remember having sausage gravy, but I'm sure I don't like it.
Hmm.
But this afternoon, it's going to be prepared by a woman who has Kentucky roots.
Really? Kentucky?
Roots.
Ooh.
And down there they say roots.
Yeah, they say aunt, too.
I'll tell you what, in Kentucky they do say aunt. They haven't even heard of aunt.
That's
in
right.
Kentucky.
A lot of them don't have aunts.
No, it's because they all have the same aunts because they're all cousins.
I once had aunts in my pants. I'll never forget that.
Did you?
Oh, if you've never had aunts in your pants, you've missed a great part of life.
I had that one time.
Really?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh.
That's not a good feeling.
Oh, my land.
No,
sat on an anthill when I was about 4 years old, and I went screaming into the house, and my mother threw me in a bathtub.
It's awful.
Drown those ants, man.
People don't realize ants bite.
Oh, yeah. They bite like crazy.
And they hurt.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Terrible.
So they're preparing the sausage gravy today at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock.
Is this an individual?
This is an individual.
They don't have to undergo a health inspection.
Well, I think they should. I think they should, because I call this slop.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
And I saw a picture of it last night.
Right in front of you. Tomorrow, the United Methodist Church in Morrill is going to have a lot of that.
I understand, and that's okay.
Because people love it.
Okay, we should mention this. Tomorrow, January 25th, 7:30 a.m. till 10 a.m. at the Morrill United Methodist Church, 206 West Neff Street in Morrill. It's the big farmer's old-fashioned farm breakfast. Sausage gravy and biscuits, bacon, sausage, pancakes, scrambled eggs, home fries, orange juice, and coffee. Carryout is available. The church is wheelchair accessible. $6 for adults, $3 for children 12 and under. We love a buffet, even if it's a farmer's buffet here.
I understand Ebenezer Roseberry was coming to that, but somehow they couldn't rouse him.
He was dead.
Oh, was that what? Oh.
Yeah. He came to the first Morrill old-fashioned farm breakfast.
Well, falling out of the wagon, did that kill him?
I thought he was already dead when he got on the wagon.
Well, that could be. They must have been on the burial duty.
Didn't they souse him up, though, before he...
He was soused galore.
Hey, is that where that term, when you start drinking again, they say you fell off the wagon?
Yes,
is that where it came from?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Roseberry fell off the wagon.
Fell off the wagon.
And they said, well, he's drunk.
That was the worst thing that ever happened to drunks. They got so drunk, they fell off the wagon.
They did.
Yeah.
And old Roseberry was the first one.
That's right.
Why don't we praise him and put up a historical landmark to him?
You know, we should. He's written it up in Charlton Myers' book on Marion history.
I think Charlton Myers had a thing for him. He really liked Ebenezer Roseberry.
Yeah, he was a classic old story. Yeah.
But is he real? Do we know that he's real?
Apparently was. Bill Moses lives right, might be where he's buried. He never has found his grave yet. But Bill Moses lives up just up the road from where Ebenezer fell off the wagon.
So here's another one of these stories.
Yeah.
That we really can't, we don't know where they're buried. There's no tombstone. We really have no substantiation.
Yeah.
Why are they all drunks, though? There's old Eber Baker,
well,
the drunk.
Well, everybody drank because the water was awful. We had no purification system, so you drank purified alcohol.
So you just right out of the...
Yeah.
Right out of the moonshine
yes.
jug. Well, that's probably because they had sausage gravy and had to wipe that taste out of their mouth.
Oh, now you're making me hungry.
You really like the sausage gravy, Charlie?
Yes, but I don't eat like I used to. I'm trying to, you know, watch my health.
And that's not healthy.
Well, it's fattening.
Well, but it's not. I can't imagine that's good for cholesterol and blood pressure and all those things.
If you ate it every day. But this is you know, these meals like you're talking about here, that happens maybe once a month or so.
I don't know. I just have a bad feeling about it because I don't like gravy, and this is milk-based gravy, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
And I just think it's going to be bad.
My mother-in-law used to make gravy out of, she put oysters in it. Ooh, man, was that good.
Oyster gravy.
It was dressing. It was dressing, not gravy, yeah.
Oyster dressing.
Yeah, it's expensive. You ever bought any oysters?
Well, you can buy the cream of oyster soup and pour that in.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I've never heard of cream of oyster. Campbell makes it, maybe?
Well, Campbell might make it, but I think you can get cream of oyster soup.
I never heard of it.
They cream everything
lobster
else.
Bisque. Ooh. Now, there you got something.
Well, lobster's good in general. I'll agree with that.
Oh, yes, yes.
Now, see, but it would never be in the gravy family. You would never... There's no grease involved with lobster.
Really?
No, I don't think so. When you cook the lobster...
Well, I guess you're right, yeah.
Not a whole lot of grease. Remember when it used to be the chic thing to go into a restaurant and they would have lobsters floating around in a tank?
Did they ever really use those? Was that just decoration?
I think the animal people came in and shut them down.
I wonder, the Red Lobster here...
Do they still have that?
I think they still have their lobsters.
Oh, I just remember you'd go into a restaurant, and all the kids would immediately go to that tank to see those lobsters.
That's the purpose of that tank was to... Yeah, and then it got some of the other men hungry for lobster. But did they ever come and take one of those lobsters out, drop it in boiling water?
See, are they allowed to do that anymore?
Oh, sure.
These animal people are crazy. Oh, they'll shut you down.
Well, they're crazy, period. But
they will. If you mess with their animals, they will put a stop on you that you've never seen.
But yet, when we're driving our car, we're running over frogs, toads, fish worms.
Yeah, but we're okay with accidents.
Oh, that's okay to kill those.
Well, it's not okay, but we can't stop accidents, but we just don't want on-purpose killings.
Yeah, well, my wife, she could be a member of that group because she will not kill a stink bug.
Why?
Because they're a living creature.
Oh, she just, no living creatures at all.
Gently out the door. Yeah, I see. Where'd you go? Well, our little friend here, we're taking him outside. Yeah, that's the truth.
Now, didn't you have animals that, the PETA people would have been after you for?
Hey, we had four donkeys, four goats, a lamb, 50 chickens, and four geese. and 50 ducks.
Did you eat them?
No, we just fed them. My wife wouldn't eat any of those.
See, that seems like an expensive proposition.
It was. People would give... This is another era of my history. People gave me all kinds of animals, but never an ounce of feed. Now, one person, Howard Crum. Howard, you know, once sold strawberries, big strawberry farm. He drove, I think he just retired, driving a school bus to River Valley. Howard used to use geese to pull up the weeds in his strawberry garden. And then he found out it was cheaper just to put a little bit of spray in there and get rid of the weeds. So he gave me his geese.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, not on purpose. I mean, on purpose his side. I came home. I was doing the farm hour then. I had something I had to pick up at home. And here I am coming in the driveway as Howard Crum is throwing over four geese over the fence.
That's how he gave them to
that's
you?
That's how I got animals,
he just threw it over the fence?
Yep.
And it was yours all of a sudden.
Yeah, right.
Now, what if you hadn't wanted it?
Well, there's a lot of things I didn't exactly want, but we fed them. For instance, the LaRue Kiwanis Club gave me a box full of guinea hens. And we stayed up to 2:30 in the morning to put heat lamps on them. They eventually matured, and we had guineas all over the place.
Then you had to go to work at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly, yes. My wife had to do most of the work feeding animals.
Well, I bet you were exhausted that morning.
Oh, man. Oh, was I? Oh, they gave me guinea hens, ducks, chickens, and we had all those to come home and put heat lamps on at 2:30 in the morning.
You know, I just have to believe that there's somebody else out there who does not like sausage, biscuits,
really?
And I would think.
I wouldn't think so.
Well, isn't there somebody who knows... by the way, what is going in Payless? Did we ever figure that out?
No.
I want to know that.
Except the sign says, come on in.
It says, come on in. But the walls are not finished yet. It looks like they're building a hallway.
Wouldn't it be interesting to go in and see what they're selling?
Are they selling? It didn't look like there was anything in there.
Well, they don't say come on in unless they're selling something.
Well, has anybody went on in? Let us know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is going in the old Payless, or what is in there? And by the way, has anybody been to Panda Express yet? Has anybody braved that line or went in that door and can tell me what it's like in there? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it ugly? Let me know.
I've had people tell me it's great. And the only thing is they don't have hot and sour soup. So until they get that, no Panda Express for me.
Why is it going to go on the menu?
In some of the locations, it is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Just not in ours.
So I'm going to have to go across the road and get my hot and sour.
Oh, is this the place that you say there is a drive?
Yes, there is a drive-up window.
Drive-up window?
Yeah.
Not a drive-through?
No, yeah. Have a hard time getting a large car through the window.
No, you can't like pull up to a speaker and order and then come up. That's a drive-through.
No, the lady opens the window.
But how does the lady know you're there?
It rings a bell.
What rings a bell?
Yeah, ding ding.
So there's just a lady sitting in there waiting for a bell to go off?
Waiting for her ding ding to go off, yeah.
And then what does she do?
She... passes your order out the window and you pay her.
What if I wanted, like, orange chicken? Now, that's going to take a minute to prepare.
Well, you see, they have orange chicken over there at Panda Express.
No, say, go over to the Panda?
Lee's Garden is fine. Food. No. Panda Express, one of their features is orange chicken.
At Panda Express.
Now, what's the orange in orange chicken?
Orange sauce.
Really?
That's what I have had. Mm. Sure.
Orange gravy.
Lemon chicken. Have you had lemon chicken?
I have elsewhere, yeah.
But it's the lemon glaze that they put on there, which is very good.
Mm.
They do that really well over, what's the place behind the mall? China, no, Hong Kong?
House of Hunan.
House of Hunan. They have really good lemon chicken over there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's a glaze.
I often call it Hooney Maroonies.
Hooney Maroonies. Is that what it's called?
It's me.
I don't know how they stay open back there in that little... Nobody can see them from the road.
It's jam-packed.
Well, it's because it's the only thing over there.
Well, yeah, but they love Chinese food. People do.
That side of town is like, you know, Chernobyl after the bomb went off. That's what it's like over there. It's Chernobyl.
Boy.
What happened over there, Charlie? That used to be a booming area.
Well, that's it. You know, Bucyrus, the same way, they had a shopping center on the south side of town. And nobody shopped there. And when Walmart came to town, that switched everybody, went east.
I cannot believe that all the people we have listening, nobody knows what's going in Payless. This must be the most well-kept secret.
Oh,
under wraps.
Yeah, by the way, Duncan is going in Mount Gilead.
Oh, they're getting one in Mount Gilead, too?
Next to Taco Bell.
There must be an expansion going on.
Yeah.
We're getting one here. They're getting one in Mount Gilead.
People in Mount Gilead love their donuts.
Well, we love our donuts here in Marion, too.
Well, yes.
I just fear for the day when Duncan opens, because they do not have a big parking lot like Panda Express. See, Panda has not caused a big problem because people can park in that parking lot and be in the drive-thru.
Really?
Yeah, well, when Duncan opens up, they're going to have to go in that street.
Will and that's Duncan not have a sit-down or a drive-thru?
I don't know, but I'm sure they'll have a drive-thru if they're going to be competitive.
Yeah, right.
You can't not have a drive-thru.
Like Tim Horton.
Maybe they can put a person in there with a bell.
The line at Tim Horton's quite long every day, I guess, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't go to Tim Horton's very often.
And then downtown, I suppose there'd be something like Gladys Kitchen. Well, we got Byrie's already downtown, Attaboy's downtown, and soon that place that's going to do wood-fired pizzas.
Is that ever coming? 2 years
It's been several years, hasn't it?
I think so.
Wow.
Is that a truth?
But here's the thing, too, that the artwork above there is green. I think I told you this. On top of the world sits this lady in full color. Beautiful, you know. That is because in Marion they couldn't raise enough money to have the artist finish the job. And there it is, sitting unfinished all these years.
But people think that's chic now to have that whole green thing.
People don't know that is basic paint, the green. It's a primer coat.
All these years, nobody could get the money.
Yeah. And I was really surprised when the people downstairs where we are right now, I said, look out that window. Do you see all those green figures? Well, yeah. I said, that's primer paint. We need somebody to raise the money to have an artist come in and finish that job.
Well, how much dough are we talking?
Probably $100,000.
Oh, that all?
Yeah, that's all.
That's pocket change.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new sign when you drive down, if you're going north down Main Street, the big Marion sign on the building down there, right after the railroad tracks?
Yeah, that's
what
right.
is that? Where did that come from?
I don't know. Yeah, I just vaguely remember that Marion sign, yeah.
That's a new thing. That hasn't been there very long.
Yeah.
That's because people know Main Street is the place to be all of a sudden.
I wish they knew that North Main was also a place to be, because North Main is a dump. I mean,
Charlie!
Some of those buildings, some of those buildings on North Main look like they should have come and went. Now, South Main is different.
What's the cutoff point here?
The railroad tracks.
The railroad on North Main?
Going north on Main, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's some buildings there that are really in bad, bad shape.
Well, McDonald's is after the railroad track and rallies.
Well, that's different,
and
yeah.
Dairy Queen and General Fry's and...
General Fry's, chicken and pies. What else is another big restaurant there?
Somebody told me Victor's was out of business. Did Victor's go out of business?
Not that I know of.
Does anybody know anything about that? Hmm. We need answers here. What is going in Payless? Is Victor's Tacos still in business? Has anybody been to the Panda Express? We want answers. 740-383-9944. Let us know, because I don't know about any of this. But I do know somebody said something about Victor's, but maybe they are still. I'm never over there.
Hmm. No, I really, yeah, I've heard they got good food up there, but we don't know for sure.
No.
Did somebody say they went on?
Somebody said that, but I don't know if it's true or not.
Well, now, here's another thing. Some man called me up and said that the Iron Chef,
yeah,
had been out of business for a long time.
No.
Not true. False.
Right.
Because I don't know how that information ever got out. Because they're fine. They're open. Been open every day.
Big place.
Yeah. Good food.
Well, I don't think I've ever eaten there.
I have several times, yeah.
I've never been there.
I like the talent of the cooks where they flip the stuff up in the air, and they'll flip up and you got to catch it with your mouth.
No. With your mouth?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's right, Charlie.
Yeah.
I think you're mistaken.
No, that's right. Isn't it?
No, I don't think so. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, I think the Mexican place there on Main Street is still open.
Oh, Victor's?
Victor's, I think, is still open. And also on the corner of Main and Fairground, there was used to be Fiddlesticks Donuts, and recently it was somebody that serviced and sold bottled water.
Right.
And so that place is being rehabbed. I heard into a tobacco store that's going to sell hemp oil.
Oh, hemp oil. They're going to sell hemp oil on Main Street?
Yeah, they're at the corner of Fairground and Main. They're at the old Fiddlesticks restaurant, is what I heard anyway.
Huh.
And also a tobacco and vape shop.
Tobacco and bait?
Vape. V-A-P-E.
Bait. Like fishing bait?
No, vape.
Oh, vape.
Vape. Vape, yeah.
Vape.
Well, there's a vape store, isn't there, on South, on Delaware Avenue?
Yes, there is.
Well, do you know anything about Payless? They've been doing some work over there.
Somebody said cigar store,
that's
or tobacco store or something.
That's what we heard. Well, hey, thanks for the information. Bye-bye. See, I don't. What is with all these? I thought we cut back on the smoking. Now we're vaping and we're hemping and we're opening up cigar shops on every corner.
And all this hemp stuff. That's
Charlie.
Price hemp is too high. Oh my land!
You've priced it?
No, I just heard that. My land! You wouldn't believe how much you're charging for that stuff.
Hemp?
Hemp.
Hemp oil, I guess.
Yeah, hemp oil.
What does hemp oil do for you?
Made out of ropes, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. String.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do with the oil?
I don't know. Their claims are just about everything, you know, miraculous claims.
You're supposed to drink it?
I suppose.
Oh,
I've heard some people rub it on their arms or legs or something.
Well, is it a rubbing solution or is it a drinking solution?
Well, maybe somebody could tell us.
Yeah, does anybody know how you use hemp oil? 740-383-9944. And what about that place on, behind Bob Evans? They built that. What is that? They don't have any sign up. I see cars there
the
all the time.
The tractor store?
No, the place back there. Almost to the Red Cross. It's right across from the apartment.
The marijuana.
I thought that was supposed to be the marijuana.
It is, yeah. But it's big time. I've never been there. But
no, I pass it all the time because I go back to the nursing home back there.
Do you see cars there?
No, very few. And there's no sign. And all the windows are kind of dark. So I don't know what's going on in there.
That's because if you go in, you don't want to be recognized from the outside.
I thought it was prescription.
It is.
I don't know. Does anybody know about that place? That's kind of a mystery. Nobody's ever talked about it.
Beautiful installation.
Oh, spent money like nobody's business to put a parking lot in and septic tanks and all this.
Isn't it amazing what this hemp and the marijuana concoctions and all this and that, the price and everything else? Of course, there's so much regulation in that. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there is.
Oh, yeah.
You can get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Big trouble. So does anybody know about a hemp place, vape place, cigar place going in where Fiddlesticks used to be? Or do you know about the cigar shop going in where Payless used to be? Or do you know anything about that place out there by the Red Cross that has no signs, is kind of nondescript? 740-383-9944. We would certainly like to know the answers to these questions.
Yeah, cigar store just opened in Bucyrus.
Well, we got rid of the cigar store down here, and we're putting in a health food store.
That's right. And now, and now we have cigar stores reopening.
Cigar stores everywhere, yeah. And yet downtown here, the one we did have is out of business.
Yeah, I wonder why. Now, that's a good question. Why did they go out of business?
I don't know.
Mary Danner was the lady, the last person there. And they sold magazines, and they sold tobacco. But obviously, they didn't sell as much tobacco as they used to.
Well, that used to be the place people would go for their magazines.
Yes, in the back section there.
Back section.
Yeah.
You know, that does that exist anymore anywhere? Or is that a bygone?
Now, there's a good question. Yeah. Is there a place where you buy dirty magazines in Marion? And that's what it was.
We want to be a help to people. Is there a place now where you can get your dirty magazines?
There must be somebody to replace those. Oh.
Oh, man. I don't know. Did anybody take over that business?
No.
Maybe you got to be on a subscription list now.
I wonder.
I love when they would deliver those to people's houses. They'd have to put the black cellophane over.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
so,
I didn't know that.
Like then you really didn't know what they were getting. When you had this big magazine covered with black cellophane in their mailbox. Gee whiz.
Like Playboy.
Yeah. Oh, well, and that's not a big deal anymore.
Yeah. No.
Because the internet wiped
them out.
Is it
still published?
I don't know. But I think the internet wiped that out.
There was once a girl that came out with Playgirl magazine.
That went on for a while.
It did. She taught out here at OSUM. And she finally gave up because she was having to pay too much money to the mob to distribute the magazine.
The mob had to distribute?
The mob, yes. They got to have their cut.
You think Hugh Hefner was into the mob?
No, but he had to pay the mob.
Why do you have to pay the mob to distribute magazines?
So you stay alive. Period. No,
but why are they in the magazine business?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know.
That's an odd business for them to be in.
You would think. But yet it must be lucrative.
Like, do the people at Good Housekeeping have to pay the mob to keep their magazine up and running?
Yeah. I doubt it, but you never know. The mob is in a lot of things that we don't know about.
I guess, but I never heard they were in the magazine business.
So what's another word for the mob?
Mafia.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Is there any difference between the mob and the mafia?
I doubt there's anyone listening who would call us and tell us.
Is that still a thing? Are there really mobsters still around?
Yes.
Where?
Lima.
They're all in Lima now.
They're all in Lima. Well, not all of them, but that's a good base for the mob yet.
Well, I don't know. Do we know where they meet?
I would have no idea.
Bet you can get their magazines over there.
Oh, my.
How did that magazine place go out of business?
Downtown?
Yeah, down here where the old, or where the new health food store is coming.
I don't know. Apparently, rent was too high.
Weren't selling enough magazines.
Or not, yeah. Something happened. Cigarette sales dropped off, probably.
But yet now we're opening up two new cigar and vape. Yeah.
Well, cigars are a little bit different, even though I love the smell of a cigar, but I'm not going to smoke one. I used to smoke them years ago. And when I was a kid, I'd pick them up on the street and smoke them. And I'm still alive.
Used ones?
You used one, yes.
Oh, no. You could get a disease from that.
I didn't.
But now.
So, can you?
Today? Oh, I'm sure you could.
You ever heard of anybody getting sick by smoking a used cigar?
Well, I'm sure they have.
I doubt it.
You don't think?
No, they just turn pukey.
Oh, I don't. I don't think that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to litter anymore.
Am I the only one that ever smoked cigars out of the street?
I don't know.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, they're all dead, so they can't tell us. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott.
Yes.
You guys are talking about the cigar store?
Yes.
Well, the only thing I can think of the reason they went out of business is a couple things. Now they got so many generic brand cigarettes, they're cheaper than the name brand cigarettes. And there's so many carryouts now and cigarette stores, you can pull right up to it, run in and get your pack of cigarettes. You can't do that there at the old cigar store. I mean, you may have to park down the road or something. People just want what's convenient, what's quick, going to the next thing. That's how I feel.
I think you got the right note
but
on
where,
that.
Where did the magazine business go that used to be so lucrative there?
I couldn't tell you. I'm sure, like you said, prescription. I mean, that's what happened to Playboy. They don't no longer sell them. You know, you won't find them at the store no more. I do know when I go to Circle K, there's a rack of magazines. I couldn't tell you what's on it, but I do see them there by the window. But, yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Like the supermarkets.
You think about it, you got the internet, too. You can get anything you pretty much want.
That's right.
Magazine-wise.
That's right, yeah.
Mike Davis found that out not too long ago.
What's that?
I say, Mike Davis, that weatherman on Channel 10, found that out, and then he's in a heap of trouble now.
Yeah, I seen yesterday on news, and within the next week, he's supposed to plead guilty. Charges.
Yeah, and he said he doesn't want to serve jail time because he knows darn well once he goes into jail, he'll get beat up and.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I guess if he does do a jail time, it's probably going to be hot every day in his cell, 365 days a year.
You betcha. He won't last long.
Nope. Hey, thank you.
Hey, if you play, you pay. That's the bottom line.
That's right. You got it. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
Well, you know, it's because of the crime he committed.
Yeah.
You can't do that. That's awful. Why would somebody want to do that?
And other prisoners knowing, it would tear that guy apart.
Well, and because he was a public figure, everybody knows what he did.
Yeah. Yes, right.
He must have some kind of plea deal.
He said he doesn't want to serve jail time. Now, how many criminals can say, hey, okay, I'm guilty, but don't put me in jail.
Send me to some kind of, did his wife leave him?
I have no idea about his family at all.
They didn't pick him up that day. I know that when they let
Is
him
that
out.
Right? They made him walk home.
Remember that day with
they put him out in pajamas? Pajamas, yes.
And the media was all following him down the street.
How times are changing. Now, what I fear, the smartphone in children's hands is going to be a bad thing eventually. I mean, if it's not already.
Because there is no censorship on the internet.
No.
Well, see, that's a question. Did the people who gave these things to Mike Davis, are they in trouble?
Well, it could be.
Because he didn't take the pictures. So what about the people who took them?
Yeah. Maybe they're investigating that at the same time.
Well, I think it's... I mean, certainly what Mike Davis did is not right, but he shouldn't be the only one paying the price here.
But it really, I'm really concerned because all kids have these smartphones, and all these kids can dial up the most horrendously bad stuff.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, yeah. In the hands of children.
I know.
What's going to happen?
One day they will censor the internet. They're trying as hard as they can not to.
Well, they'll serve them right.
Well, it's because you put all this garbage out there. I mean, you cannot, because what's happening is, first of all, they're really making people dumb by putting out all this phony news.
Yeah.
That's going to be a problem. And then they're also messing with people with these naughty things that they shouldn't do, and that's going to be a problem. Let's go to the phone. Well, if that was you, call back. Give us a call back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, call back. I'm not sure if I hit the wrong button or you got disconnected or what happened.
I wonder if on the smartphone, if there's something, there is a thing you can dial up. Go ahead.
Maybe we'll get it this time. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott.
Yes.
I think it was maybe a couple weeks ago. Did you really say Patrick Swayze was not a good actor?
Oh, yeah.
Did I actually hear that conversation?
Well, here's what happened. What it came from is we were talking about the movie Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, which is not too bad of a movie, I thought, but I guess you saying it's horrible?
Yeah, I think that movie's horrible. I mean, I'm sorry.
Horrible?
I like the music out of that.
I mean, some of the trash that's out there, and that's horrible to you?
Oh, no, there's other trash. I'm not saying it's the only...
Okay.
Yeah, oh, there's other trash. It's not the worst movie ever
made. So what's a Class A movie, in your opinion, and a Class A actor, in your opinion?
In my opinion? Have you ever seen the movie 42 about Jackie Robinson?
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. Okay, I'll agree with you on that one.
That's a Class A movie. I'll give that a Class A movie. And
okay.
I would say that a really good actor that just comes off the top of my head right now is probably Morgan Freeman. I think he's very good. Tom Hanks is very good.
I agree with you. You ever heard of the movie Outsiders?
You know, I have heard of that. And somebody pointed out Patrick Swayze was in that, but I have not seen it.
Yeah. Point Break, Red Dawn.
I saw Ghost, and I didn't think he was all that hot in that movie.
No. Of course, I thought Ghost was a pretty good movie, so it wasn't. He couldn't have been too bad. I mean, it was a fairly good movie, you know.
Right, but I think Whoopi Goldberg carried that movie. She won an Academy Award.
100%, huh?
Yeah, well, I think she won an Academy Award for that movie.
Well, you know, not everybody's going to win Academy Award in every movie there is. I mean, I believe he won one for Red Dawn. You ever heard of Red Dawn? I mean, that's pretty classic.
I'll have to check that out. So you are a Patrick Swayze fan?
Oh, yeah. He was pretty good. Now, I'm not going to say he was the greatest actor, though, of all times by any means, but, I mean, I wouldn't use that word horrible. I use the word horrible.
What if I say awful? What is awful okay?
I mean, that's just as bad. I mean, for some of the actors I've seen out there, I mean, some of them, if you had a script, it'd take them 10 years to even learn it. I'm pretty confident about that.
Marginal. Let's say that. He's a marginal actor. How about that?
Like I said, I ain't going to say he's a top 10 by any means in life. Guys in Texas will always crucify him on one thing. He was the number one quarterback coming out of the state of Texas, and he wanted to go into movie film. So that always did bother us, but hey, you know. Football's not everything, I guess.
That's right. Hey, thank you. I appreciate you calling in.
You too.
Bye-bye.
What was the major song out of Dirty Dancing that got so popular? I can hear it now in the back of my mind, but...
You think Patrick Swayze's a good actor?
I don't know about him, but I... So much, but... I might have seen the movie, but I can't remember...
I don't care. I mean, I know I've seen the movie. It has no point.
But the music.
I don't know about that either. It's no John Williams composition, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's right. But it was, didn't it hit the charts?
How much money do you think NBC had to pay John Williams for all that big movie?
Oh, boy.
What big theme music?
Think of the money he gets every time any of that music is played.
And it's all the time, every night, the nightly news. Da-dun-da-dun-dun-dun.
Well, and on the NFL games, everything that takes place, they hit a button and play that, whatever.
I wonder what he does that's so different.
Writes music.
But Patrick Swayze, he was not one of our great actors.
Now, isn't he dead?
He's dead. No more movies. I mean, I'm sorry he died. I just don't think he ever really turned out any good movies.
I'm trying to think of the name of that song. I can't.
Does anybody know anything about Dirty Dancing? We clearly are not fans of this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. See, now that a lot of people are listening, we got to watch what we say because we will tick people off like that. Used to be we could just shout anything into a bullhorn and nobody'd care.
And it'd rattle.
It'd rattle. Now we get letters and we get calls.
That's
and
good.
All kinds of things.
Just like the old days.
Just like the old days. Yeah. But it's not a good movie. What is the point, Charlie? If you had to say, what is the point of that movie, what is it?
Now, what was it? He got a girl pregnant in that movie?
Did he? Did he? I don't know if he... I don't really know. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. What do you want to know?
Is there a particular subject?
Oh, are you live?
We're live. Who is this?
Oh, this is Thomas Studer.
Oh, Tom, you're out there listening?
Always, when I can.
Okay. Do you know anything about...
You were mentioning Patrick Swayze, and, well, he did Dirty Dancing, and that was kind of a good... That was a good movie. And then he did Roadhouse, and that was good. That was really good.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you, Thomas.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Was the title of the main song in that Dirty Dancing, or...
Oh, I don't know. We should have kept him on the line. He's seen the movie.
Yeah.
What is the song in Dirty Dancing, and what was the point of the movie, and was the girl pregnant? I don't know if she's pregnant or not. I can't...
Seemed like... Didn't he toss her in the air?
Threw her in the air.
Is that it?
I think he did. Martha Dowse used to do that with Joe Manasi over on Girard Avenue.
Yeah, Joe... That's why he had a limp.
What happened? Oh, no. Martha listens to this.
She does.
Oh, you better watch it, Charlie.
Yes.
You're going to get one of those calls. Go ahead, caller.
Time of My Life.
Time of My Life. That's right. Was that Dirty Dancing?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Good. Okay.
Time of My Life. Well, I didn't have the time of my life watching that movie.
Huh. Well, you're different, though.
Do you mean I'm different?
You don't like gravy.
Oh, well, that's true. I don't like gravy. Can't stand gravy. Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't the main song in Dirty Dancing the song called Stay?
Oh, Stay. Well, maybe it was... Was it Time of Your Life or Stay?
It might have been Time of Your Life. I know Stay was in it, and it was really good dancing in it. But I don't even know who was singing it when they played it. But I like... oh, my God. I'm brain dead now. Sha-na-na. They sang it. And, man, they just tear that song up, and they do awesome. But.
Now, was Dirty Dancing a good movie, in your opinion?
Yeah, I've seen Dirty Dancing, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah.
What'd you want to know about it?
Wait a minute.
You had a question about it, Charlie, the song, and what was your other question?
No, I just wanted to know the name of the song, because I can still hear it in the back of my mind.
I thought you said something about, was the girl pregnant?
Oh, yeah, was that the major thrust of that? Didn't he get a girl pregnant?
I believe at the end, but it wasn't nothing to do with that. He was just teaching a woman to dance.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's all that was. And he ended up falling for her. And that song, I don't really want to sing it, but it's Stay, I believe. It goes like, just get a little bit closer or something like that. I don't know how it goes, but...
Well, that's good. Hey,
anyway,
that's a lot of information. Hey, I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. Well, see, I don't know because I didn't see the movie, but she got pregnant at the end? Was that what I heard?
I don't know.
See, I don't. People get offended about when you attack that movie. I don't know what it is.
Well,
my gosh.
A lot of people liked it.
You think it was Citizen Kane or something? It's not. Gee whiz. We were going to get the ire up so bad of people. Oh, man. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hello.
Was the song that you guys are talking about, Hungry Eyes?
Is that in Dirty Dancing?
Yes, I think so.
Hungry Eyes.
But I'm with you, Scott. I don't care for the guy either.
Oh, there you go. You don't like Patrick Swayze either?
No, I never really did. I just thought he always looked unkempt.
An unkempt man.
Who else is unkempt? Carl Sandburg never combed his hair.
Yes, but I never really thought he was, like I said, Ghost. I watched part of it. I wasn't thrilled with that, and I just was never a Patrick Swayze fan.
No, but I think Ghost was more about Whoopi Goldberg,
I think. Yes, I think you're right. She pretty much
stole that movie.
Yeah. But yeah, I think maybe that was the song. I think it was in that Hungry Eyes, because I remember him dancing to that.
Hey, well, I thank you for that information.
Thanks. Have a good one.
You too. I think the first club Phyllis Diller played was called The Hungry Eye.
Oh.
Hungry Eye. So we've got Hungry Eye, Stay, Time of Your Life. What was the other one? Sha-na-na?
That was a group.
Well, that was a group.
Yeah.
Well,
didn't Sha-na-na have the guy in it that, he had a deep voice, tall guy? Remember?
Oh, I don't know.
I think that...
Village People.
Was that the Village People?
Yeah, I interviewed the Village People once.
Was that right?
I did.
Oh.
Interesting folks.
Yeah.
Oh, here's another. It's movie critic day. I like it. Go ahead, caller.
I've had the time of my life was the big finale song. That was the theme song to Dirty Dancing.
Is that when she got pregnant?
No, she did not get pregnant. It was one of the other dancers actually got pregnant by one of the other employees there.
Oh, and, well, I see.
Yeah. He was, the gal that got pregnant was his dance partner. But they were just
But not pregnant by him.
Not lovers.
Oh, I gotcha.
And the song was sung by Jennifer Warren and Bill Medley.
Oh, Bill Medley. I've heard of him before.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done some songs.
He's been to the palace.
Oh, has he?
Yes, he has.
I wonder if he sang that song there.
Oh, he sure did.
Oh, man. Well.
But, no, I like the movie. It's a good movie. I like Patrick Swayze.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Very good.
See, Charlie, you think, you raise the ire of people when you start talking about Dirty Dancing and Patrick Swayze.
And you know myself, I very seldom ever get to a movie.
Me either. I'm not good at that.
I can't afford it, for one thing.
Boy, we should have started this earlier, Charlie.
Yes,
we wouldn't have had to talk today. Go ahead, caller.
Yep, last caller was right. She replaced the lady that got pregnant he couldn't dance with. And for Charlie, the deep voice guy was Bowser.
Bowser, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Bowser?
Yep, he's still alive.
What group was he with now?
He was with Shada. A couple of them had died.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
My favorite singer of them was Johnny Katara, if I say it right. But he was one heck of a deep voice singer. Or he could just make the voice stretch.
Well, that's interesting. Thank you.
Have a good day, bye.
Good deal.
So apparently a woman got pregnant, and then she couldn't be Patrick Swayze's dance partner anymore. And so he had to find this other girl, and they fell in love or something.
And life goes on.
Had the time of their life.
What time is it?
We've still got 2 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Enough time to do some damage.
I had to leave my watch at home.
We're getting there. We're getting there. Go ahead, caller.
They also had Wipeout. That's where she was dancing on the stair steps.
Oh, she danced to Wipeout?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, a lot of people are familiar with it.
It's an awful movie. I shouldn't say that. It's a marginal movie. It's a marginal movie, and he's a marginal director. Yeah. Maybe she wiped out on the steps.
Are you going to Moral? No, you're getting sausage and
biscuits,
gravy today.
Oh, by the way, I'll be on the air tonight. I'm going to do a program tonight from 8 to 10 live here, Late Line.
About what?
the day's events. And I'll tell you about the sausage gravy tonight.
Oh, okay.
I'll be here.
All right.
Yeah, so there'll be a little program tonight. It'll be a special program, and I'll have guests.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay.
So tonight, 8 to 10, don't forget to check out this show on this station. 8:15 to 10 tonight. Yeah, and Bailey will be the co-host tonight.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm going to have to settle.
Is he the one bringing you the sausage gravy?
Oh, no. I wouldn't eat anything she cooked.
Oh, okay.
No, but that's Abby. Abby's doing the.
Oh, Abby.
Abby's doing the sausage biscuits and gravy.
You know, if Abby talked a lot, it'd be Blabby Abby.
Blabby Abby. Oh, man. So tonight, if you need some entertainment on your weekend, tune in. I'll be here with Bailey tonight live. We'll take your calls, and I'll tell you how the sausage gravy event went.
Anybody going to sing?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I've heard her sing. Woo.
Yeah.
You don't want that. So that's tonight. We certainly appreciate the participation today. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yep, enjoy, and I'll be back tonight, 8:15 to 10 o'clock, live here on the station. Charlie will be back next week, and there's more programming straight ahead.
When the way your arms got going, you've never asked anybody that question.
I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasurer of the United States,